This is the Celtic Cultural Minute, brought to you by the Celtic Cultural Alliance.
In honor of the upcoming Mother's Day, I'm going to share some information about a particularly ancient symbol. Sheilinigigs are figurative carvings of naked women found on churches, castles, and other buildings, particularly in Ireland and Great Britain. Such carvings are said to ward off death and evil, like other grotesques such as gargoyles, and were frequently part of church decorations all over Europe. It is commonly said that their purpose was to keep evil spirits away. They are often positioned over doors or windows, presumably to protect these openings. Almost all of the surviving Sheilinigigs that are still attached to buildings are found in areas of 12th century Anglo-Norman conquest. The areas that remained native Irish have fewer Sheilinigigs. Scholars Weir and German argue that their location on churches and the grotesque features of the figures by medieval standards suggests that they represented female lust as hideous and sinfully corrupting. Another theory by scholars McMahon and Roberts is that the carvings are remnants of a pre-Christian fertility or mother goddess religion. They note what they claim are differences in materials and styles of some Sheilinigigs from their surrounding structures, and noting that some are turned on their side to support the idea that they were incorporated from previous structures into early Christian buildings. Ireland has the greatest number of known Sheilinigigs. At one time, they were mistakenly thought to be a uniquely Irish practice. However, scholars realized that the Sheilinigig motif can be found all over Western and Central Europe. Accurate numbers of figures are difficult to reach, as the interpretation of what is a Sheilinigig will vary among scholars. There is no consensus about the origin and meaning of the name in Ireland, as it is not directly translatable into Irish. While the most common interpretation of a Sheilinigig is a pagan idol, there is little evidence for a pagan connection. The prevalence of Sheilas in Ireland, far more so than anywhere else, suggests that even if the image originates on the continent, the image has meaning for the Irish. However, the pagan interpretation of Sheilas is by far the most popular and generates the most debate on the figures. For more information on Sheilinigigs, look for links on our Facebook page. For the Celtic Cultural Alliance, I'm Sheila White. Sláinte.